I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear ladies. Welcome to another episode of your own program. This is Muslim Lady. You're hearing us from IRIB English Radio. I am very much happy to be here at your service. This is Asma. And once more, I have the pleasure to be with Sister Zainab to help us with today's topic. Assalamu alaikum, sister, and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you so much, sister.
Thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure to be here and discuss with you the lifestyle of Lady Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha, because I honestly am learning too much from whatever you're saying in here. Well, we are covering her lifestyle, and now we're at the point of how she treated her husband. You told us that she had different ways of expressing her love. It's not always about nicknames or whatever like this that we have it in nowadays life, in modern life. We see too much of these things, but it's not always like this. Sometimes you can show it with a certain behavior, a certain support that you give to your partner. I'm pretty sure there's still so much more to learn.
Indeed, every part of our life has a great lesson for us, though we have very less reports from her, but still, the amount of things that we have are in itself a great lesson for us. So, yeah, we were talking about her attitude towards her husband, and we said that she would express her love one or the other way. It was not always just by words. Whenever she saw him upset or sad, she would express her sympathy and she would pray for him. All this shows that she had different expressions of love towards her husband. Then a very important part of husband and wife's life, where a woman plays a major role and which should be a lesson for each Muslim woman out there, is that is the part of adjustments that we learn from her life. We should prefer to be more adjusting rather than having a demanding nature, because women are often like, you know, they have this demanding nature, be that in a father's house. And when she comes to her husband's house, her demands get double fold or triple fold. Or
you should definitely take care of the next person.
Exactly.
And we would inshallah discuss that, how she managed to be adjusting women rather than being more demanding.
Yeah. So let's go listen for something and then we'll listen to the rest of what you're going to tell us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Welcome back. This is Muslim Lady. Sister Zainab in here is telling us a lot about how Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha, the role model of every single one of us, has treated her husband, and we're actually learning too much from her. You said that we shouldn't be demanding.
Yeah, we should have this adjusting nature. See, Lady Fatima Zahra salam alayha herself was the daughter of Prophet, peace be upon him, who is called as a Rahmatan lil Alameen, who is a mercy of all the worlds, and not just this world. So she's the daughter of, she would consider herself, oh, I'm the queen
exactly.
of the world, and I should be more demanding, you know. But we see the more patience, more adjustments in her life than in any other woman in the history. You know, there's one incident when Imam Ali alayhi salam comes home and tells her, De Fatima, do we have something to eat? And she tells Imam Ali alayhi salam, I swear that it's been a couple of days that we don't have anything. And he gets surprised and tells her, why didn't you tell me? And she says that I feel shy to tell you. And my father has actually taught me not to demand something from you that you cannot
afford it.
Yeah, exactly. That you can't afford. So
just imagining what has happened to us, you know, we're way too far away from what she has been.
Indeed, we are. So we never think. See, for example, we it's not just even been a month that we had a Women's Day, and then, you know, demands begin, and there are some women who tell to men that, go and die, I don't know where you're going to get me gift from, but you have to get me the gift. I don't know, but it's my day, so I need some gifts. No.
And if not that, then they wouldn't, and if in the best way possible, they do not say that, then they would stay silent and maybe they would get angry, or they wouldn't show it, but they would have some grudge against their partner.
So even if women today don't show the anger, they actually put it inside.
Exactly.
And it comes out at a blast at a time, or it comes out at a blast in instances. So yeah, it's all been a process of demanding that we have a demanding nature today, but we are definitely, as you mentioned, we are very, very, very far away from her. See, which woman tells today, and she says that I feel shy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
As for myself, as an ordinary woman, I would say, okay, this is my need and I have to answer that. If I need something, then I would expect that from my partner. Then I would never say that I would feel shy from Allah. You know, it doesn't come at the very first point. It doesn't come to your mind.
Because unfortunately, Allah has gone so far away from our lives. We have actually pushed Allah so back. And, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this in Surah Adiyat, that when he swears upon different things, he says that in insana lirabbihi likanud, which means that indeed you mankind, you're so ungrateful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because like the fast moving horses, like those fast stamping horses, you go towards dunya, you go towards the material things, and actually that fastness, that passion, that thing, I kept you within it, I have given you this thing, but I gave you this thing because I wanted you to be passionate towards me.
Yeah.
I was your ultimate khair. I was your ultimate, you know, he says khair shadid.
The source of blessing.
For the verses, you know. So which means khair shadid, which means anything that you see as your good, you move very fast towards it, very passionate towards it. But, you know, it's because you used the same passion that I kept within you against me. You are, you know, moving opposite to me. But see the life of Lady Fatima Zahra, salam alayha. Even in her demands, she says, I feel shy to ask Imam Ali. Do we even think of that? We tell our husbands, I don't care where you bring from. I just need it. And we think that it's his responsibility. Indeed, it is his responsibility. But have a look at his pockets.
Exactly.
Have a look at his, you know,
and we should also have this into our notice that even some lives get destroyed because a man cannot afford the needs of a woman.
Exactly.
So I guess in this modern life, we've been melted in this speed and in all this business that we have around us, in all these hustles and bustles, that we've forgotten about the main concern of humanity. Specifically, as a woman, I would say the special characteristics of a true lady to her family, to her husband, and whatever. So let's go for a short break and then we'll consider our topic. Muslim ladies, we're talking about something which is of everyone's interest, that is love and the behavior of a woman with her husband and how they should express their feelings, their love toward their partner. And we got to the point that we shouldn't be demanding, and we learned plenty much of things actually. And also we got to the point that we're demanding enough not to even care about what we have been created for. Sometimes we even forget how to be loyal and true to the Lord himself, to Allah himself. We even cross that border and we do not notice how demanding we have been.
Exactly. Sometimes not just we don't even demand, but our behavior shows something that we need it. Just go and I just want it. I remember I was learning the driving course from a woman. It was the practicals time. And then since we used to drive for 2 hours, we had a lot of time to talk. This woman was working because she had lost her husband because of cancer.
Wow.
And then I would try to sympathize her and I would try to talk to her more. And then I asked her once that, what is the best day that you remember in your life? And she says that when my husband was dying from chemotherapies and doctors had avoided him not to go into the sunlight, not to go out. One day he says that, I just want to go out and walk a few steps and I'll feel better. And his wife says that, are you sure? He says, yeah, I'm sure. And the man goes and he buys a gold ring for his wife with the money of his chemotherapy and all. And then
he
gets it as a gift for her and tells her that, you have been the ultimate support. You have been on my back all the time. You have taken me to doctors for chemotherapies and all. How long will I go for these therapies? But I want something that you should be, you know.
So romantic.
It was so, so beautiful.
Selfless and so kind and so manly.
And she showed me the ring. She was wearing the same ring. And she says that I never forget this day in my life that he was advised not to go in the exposed sun, but he still went out for me and expressed his love and, you know, care. So sometimes even when you are not demanding, you stand at the back of your husband, you never know. You get something that you don't even expect. And when you get things when you don't expect, you feel much better. You feel much happier because this woman, I told her, which is the best day of your life. And she mentioned the same day, the way she did not expect and the way her husband went out in that when he was advised not to go out. And then in that condition, he gets her some gifts.
Sister, you know what I would say? I would say that we all are human beings. There's no way that I treat someone in a good manner and then not to have reflection from that person. So just imagine what happens in a life. Through what happens among the couples. They're living together, and if they try to treat each other in a very humanistic way, then I guess even if they do not say, then they would know the demand of each other. And since there's love between them and mutual understanding, I guess then they would answer each other's needs. So there's no need for being demanding, or there's no need for being so straight toward whatever you want as the physical things. Sometimes you just let go things and be your true self, honest and so supportive, and then everything would happen by itself.
You know, even the psychology says that if you do good, you will see good. Or we have this saying, as you sow, so shall you reap.
Yeah.
So definitely.
What goes around comes around.
Exactly. So, you know, the one thing's said in different forms, but you know, actually, if you sow honesty, if you sow goodness, I was just going through a video a couple of days ago, and a man was asking a lady who was some in her 80s, in the ending 80s, and he told, how old are you? She said, I don't know, I'm some 87 or 88. Mm-hmm. And he told, what is your advice for today's women? It's a must listen for the Muslim ladies. She says that, I'm 87. He said, if you go back to time, what would you like to change? So it's very interesting to ask an old person, if you go back to time, what would you like to change? She says that, I would like to go to my 20s, wherein I was concerned what people think of my hair, what people think of my clothes, what people think of my face, how do I look like? She said, I would change all that because nobody thinks nothing.
Exactly.
She says the waste
of... That's the moral of life.
Exactly. She says that is the waste of time, it's a waste of money, and it's waste of everything.
Waste of energy, waste of youth.
Waste of your mind, because you're always thinking in the state of thinking, what others think of you. No, dear women, others do not have that much time that they will always keep on thinking about you or commenting about you. No. And he says to her, what would you like to change it with? And she says, kindness and goodness.
Yeah.
I would like to change all those things that I had been keeping on thinking, what people think about my hair and my clothes and my face. I would like to do more good. I would like to be more kind, because kindness and goodness is something that I will definitely do and that I have definitely has been with me throughout my life. And I have seen the best rewards for it.
Yeah, that is very true. So, sister, as usual, you have shared with us some plenty much of beautiful stuff to learn about the lifestyle of our role model, Lady Fatima Zahra Salamullah Alayha. And thank you, sister. And thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. All the Muslim ladies out there, I wish you health and happiness and prosperity. Until another episode, I just say farewell to you all. May Allah preserve you with His never-sleeping eyes. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. But this waiting comes with trials and challenges.